What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Holy shit. Daddy Gang, we have so much to discuss today. You saw the title, and the title is real. I'm engaged. I know. I'm a little shocked too, I will say so myself. And even coming on here, I will be real with you, in the 5 years now that I've been doing Call Her Daddy, when I started the show, I never fucking in my wildest dreams, I don't even know if it was dreams or my nightmares, I don't know what it was, but back then I never fucking thought that I would be sitting here, one, probably even telling you I was in a healthy relationship, and two, now being engaged. It's not clickbait. It's real. I have a fucking ring on my finger. I still can't really get used to it. There's a lot going on. And I bet you guys are like, hey, Al, so happy for you. What the fuck, bitch? The last thing I would have expected is you to tell us you were engaged. You guys were probably expecting me to break up with him before us get engaged. And I realized that because I kind of haven't talked to you about my relationship for a really long time. I think the last life update I did was like, we lived together, we bought a house together. And even then you all were like, huh? Like, you bought a fucking house with a man that you're not married to? So let's get into it, because I realize I owe you an explanation, a big, big, big explanation. The first explanation is, who am I engaged to? Who is this man? Who is the man that took me off the market? Who is the man that gets the gluck luck for the rest of his life? Yeah, you're lucky, bitch. I always refer to him. I always have little nicknames for all my past lovers. Slim Shady, door number three, the Canadian. They come and go. This one apparently is going to last, I hope, forever. 50% of marriages do end in divorce. So let's just keep it. I'm already fucking cursing myself before I get married. I call him Mr. Sexy Zoom Man. And again, it's Zoom as in the video chat, not zoo. He doesn't work at the zoo, although that would be an incredible job. Zoom Man. But let's start with the basics. What is his real name? Because I'm going to just tell you fucking everything. His name is Matt Kaplan. So I'm going to just start calling him Matt. Hi, Matt. Matt is my fiance. And I want to now tell you guys some of the fun stuff, like how he proposed. This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly the truth is I was getting bullied, and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that, because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me, and I just remember feeling so awful about myself, and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself, and it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
So how did Matt propose? He proposed on a Friday. And just to give you guys, I know you guys are going to be pissed at me, but like he proposed over a month and a half ago. And so I have been keeping this to myself for a month and a half, which was truly so fun. And I'm so happy that I kept it for myself and just my family and my friends. But then after like a week, I was starting to like twitch because I was like, I've been doing interviews, not being able to wear the ring, and people are asking me about my relationship. And I just have been like, I need to fucking tell the daddy gang. So he did it on a Friday. He like left early in the morning. He usually brings me coffee every single morning. We'll come in. He's like very romantic and sweet and cute. He didn't bring me coffee that day. And I was like, what the fuck? I texted him. He's like, sorry, I had an early meeting. I had to go, babe. Like, love you. Have a great day. Whatever. I'm like, great. I'll see you tonight. Let's have a wine night and just chill. Little did I fucking know. I go to my studio and I have a photo shoot for W Magazine. And I was told this photo shoot was going to be for a piece in W Magazine. And we just have to take a bunch of pictures. So I show up and there's like outfits galore. And all of a sudden this person shows up and they're doing my hair, my makeup. And they're like, we have to do your nails. I don't think anything of it. My nails are always disgusting. I have these press-ons. You'll probably see one fall off at some point today. I'm getting the full pampered treatment. But again, I'm about to do a photo shoot, so I'm not thinking anything of it. I start doing this photo shoot, and little did I know, this was a fake photo shoot. Okay. Matt and Kate Bailey, who is my publicist that you guys have seen in the Milan episode, conspired, and they were like, how the fuck are we going to get Alex to look presentable for these engagement photos? Like, I'm, especially on a Friday, I know I'm staying with Matt, I'm gonna do no makeup, hair in a bun, disgusting, BO, like, you could not see me look worse than when I know I'm just gonna be chilling with my boyfriend on a Friday night. So they're like, how do we get her to look good? Fake a photo shoot, number one. So I go into this photo shoot, I get all my makeup done, we're going through the photo shoot, and then all of a sudden, it's starting to get, like, kind of late, and I will say, I sense some desperation from one of the publicists there, being like, let's do another look, and another look, and I kept just being like, I just kind of want to go home. Like, don't you think we've had enough? Like, also the direction of the photo shoot made no fucking sense. And I've been honest with you guys, I really don't like photo shoots. It's my one thing that I'm very insecure. Well, I have a lot of insecurities, but that's one thing in work wise. I'm like, I'm not good at photo shoots. So immediately I'm like, there's no creative direction. Why am I doing this photo shoot? None of it really made sense. Of course it didn't make sense. It was a fake fucking photo shoot. And so then they were buying time, and I didn't know this. And they're like, let's do one last look. We need you to be holding a prop. So I'm like, it's Friday. I'm gonna fucking light a joint and have that be my prop in the photo. And like, let's get fucking lit. Like, I'm just gonna be high. And then like, what? So I start smoking in this photo. The photographer didn't know I was getting engaged that night, but my publicist did. And she's being such a fucking narc. She's like, give me the joint, like stop smoking. And I'm like, it's good for the photo. Like, I'm getting high as fuck. And she in her mind is like, you're about to get engaged, bitch. And I refuse to let you show up high out of your fucking mind when he proposes. But I didn't know. I'm like, it's Friday. She's like, I don't want you to drive high. I'm like, I'll just chill here. Then I'll go home. Matt doesn't give a fuck. Meanwhile, they wanted to do it perfectly at 5:30, sunset, the whole thing. So I'm getting high. She finally rips out and she's like, oh, sorry, I lost it. It's whatever. I stopped smoking. Finally, the photo shoot ends and I'm trying to rush everyone out the door. Everyone's like being so fucking slow. I'm like, let's go, people. Don't you want to enjoy your Friday night? Clearly not. I get in the car, finally, and I text Matt before I start leaving. I'm like, what time are you going to be home? He's like, 5:30. I'm like, perfect. I'll be home at like 5:20. Let's open that bottle of wine. And he's like, can't wait. Can't wait. And finally, I get home and I drive up and Matt's car is not there. So I'm like, I'm home first. Great. I go in through our laundry room. I'm holding like a water bottle, my keys, my phone. Like, I have like my hair in my mouth because it's stuck in my lip gloss. Like, just not thinking anything of it. And I open the door. And all of a sudden, there are candles everywhere.
What the fuck is this?
And there is a laptop sitting with a sign that says, play me. and Adele is playing all throughout our house. Now, you might think in that moment, I was like, I'm getting engaged. I swear to you, Daddy Gang, I didn't. Something had recently happened that I was convinced Spotify was sending Matt and I condolences for something personal that had happened. And I thought they were like, Spotify is great to me, so they'll always send like flowers or whatever. So I walk in and my first thought was like, oh, wow, Spotify is being so cute. Oh, my God. Like they sent like I should wait for Matt to like see whatever this is. And then 10 seconds in, I'm like, but why is there a card and a fucking computer that says play me? What the fuck is the computer doing here? So I say, oh, fuck Matt, I'm just going to play it and see what's happening. And I press play on the computer, and it's Matt.
Alex, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join the Zoom.
And it's a video of him in the same exact outfit that he wore on our first Zoom meeting. He had like the bandana for COVID for his mask. He had like his outfit on. It was spitting image of what I looked at when I first met him on a Zoom meeting. And my heart dropped into my ass. A part of me was like not still registering what was about to happen. And this sounds like, I'll be honest with you guys, is the most romantic person that I have ever met in my life. Like, I feel so blessed. I'll come home some nights and it's like flowers and candles and like just like wine nights and him being so thoughtful. So I'm not saying I thought this was just about to be another beautiful night that Matt put together, but my mind did kind of go to like, we had been going through a lot of personal stuff that I'm like, maybe he's just trying to reset the mood. Like, let's have a good week. I was trying to think of everything except for, am I getting engaged? Because I will say I was in a little bit of shock and just trying to be like, is this actually happening? Is this actually happening? And I'm not going to tell you guys all the details, but he basically talks for like 2.5-3 minutes about our relationship and is basically saying like, Alex, you are the love of my life. And I can't imagine my life without you. And we've been through so much. You make me a better person. Like, he does this whole thing. And at the end, he's like, but I feel like there's one thing missing. And I'm hoping that you can help me figure it out. So look down and there is a card. And I want you to follow the card. So then the video stops. And all of a sudden, now I'm like, I think I know what's happening. But I'm still like in denial. I'm like, what's going on? And then I see from the fucking corners of like the darkness, Aaron, who is my videographer, comes like into the corner with a camera. And I literally am like, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, I don't fucking know. We literally started working together like a week before this happens. He's like shaking. He's like, I don't know. I don't know. Open the fucking card. So I'm like, okay, here we go. So he's filming me. I open the card. And at this point, I know what's happening, but I'm still in shock. And I'm just like, again, guys, I thought I was coming home to a wine night. Like, I'm not expecting this at this point because we had been going through a lot emotionally that I'm like, it's not going to happen tonight. I open the card and it is a full fucking scavenger hunt. And it takes me to like go to the place in our house where we, and then it would be something really cute that like you guys don't need to know the details, but it was like a cute thing. So I immediately, like, the kitchen. I go up to the kitchen. And the first part of the kitchen is over like 25 photos framed of our firsts.
I'm gonna really pass out. I'm so. I literally feel like I'm about to faint.
The first time we ever went to Hawaii together, the first time we went to Santa Barbara together, the first time we got our dog Bruce together, the first time that we had sex together, and we have like a kind of an interesting photo of that day. Like every single first we ever did, he framed. Or if he didn't have a photo of us, he framed the memory of the ticket or something. It's all first in the kitchen. So now I'm like, I'm going to fucking die. And so Adele is blaring through our house. Then I open the next scavenger hunt. I go to another room. It's all of my favorite foods. Pizza, Cheetos, like all of the food all over. And then pictures of us at places that we love to eat and dinners that we will like remember forever. And like a dinner that he told me like he loved me for the first time. Like all this crazy shit. And it was room by room by room, and the entire house was filled with these huge candles everywhere. And finally, the last card took me to my closet, and he laid out my engagement outfit. And this is why I love this man. It wasn't heels. It wasn't a dress. It was my unwell sweats with a card that said, "Put these on. It's chilly outside. And meet me by the Buddha." I need to clarify this, guys. There's a Buddha in our house. We bought this house, and there's this giant, giant, like 500-pound Buddha that we felt would be really bad luck if we move it from our house. Like, I feel like that's just awful luck. Like, get rid of the Buddha, and then, like, our life just changes forever, and, like, nothing goes right ever since we leave the Buddha out of our house. So we kept the Buddha. So when you see these photos, guys, just know I'm not Buddhist. Maybe one day, you never know. But I'm not Buddhist, and there's no sentimental value to this Buddha. It just happens to be there. But we have this area that we've kind of made this like courtyard area near the Buddha. It's a really relaxing area. Sometimes we'll have coffee in the morning there together. And it says, go to the place where we like meditate, relax, and like whatever. And I knew exactly where he was. He was with the fucking Buddha. So this is like a long trail to get there. And I have to go down these steps and through these trees. And I look down, still Adele blaring, candles lit on every single step. And he was standing underneath the canopy with roses everywhere, candles everywhere. And Henry and Bruce, our dogs, in little bow ties. And at this point, I'm like, I am going to throw up. Like, what? Like, I needed to just get to Matt. That's what everyone said. It's like, we thought it would take you like 15 minutes to get through the house. I was like running through each thing of like, I just want to get to Matt. I just want to get to Matt. And I see Matt, and I'm like at the top of the stairs, and he's like, "Hi, baby." And I'm like, "Oh." And he's like, he's holding the fucking box. And I'm like, "Fuck." And so I just like run down the stairs. I go to him. He doesn't say anything. He just gets on one knee and he says, "Make me the happiest man in the world. I love you so much. I can't imagine my life without you. You're my person. You're my best friend. You're my soulmate. You're the best sex I've ever had. And you mean everything to me in this world. Please marry me. I love you." And I don't even think I said yes, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I was like, what? And I'm just like freaking out at him. And finally, I finally calm down and I look at him and I'm like, absolutely. He puts the ring on my finger and we're both sobbing. We're just like hysterical. Henry and Bruce come up to us. We just start kissing, all the good things. And it was like truly the best, best moment of my life. It was such an incredible moment that I think I never pictured how this would happen. I've never really like thought of this from a young age, like how I would want it to go down. And I will say, like, Matt is so creative and thoughtful, and he knew I wanted it to be private, but I also had told him, like, which we'll get into, I told him he was allowed to do this, that will come later on, but I told him, like, just make it our own, but make it private. It couldn't have been more perfect. So we cheers champagne. And we go upstairs, music is playing, we're having fun, we're cheersing, we're doing all the things. And he said, "Okay, go pack a bag. We're going to stay at the Bel Air tonight," which is a hotel in LA. "And we are going to go to this dinner at the Four Seasons first, though, that someone told me is like amazing. We're going to have this private chef and we're going to go to a dinner, the two of us." And I'm like, oh my fucking God, this is perfect. I need to call my parents, though. And he's like, "You can call them later. Like, let's just..." I'm like, no, I have to call my parents. So I FaceTime my parents and they're in bed. And they're in bed together. And it's like late in my mind in Pennsylvania. And I'm like, "Mom and Dad, like, I'm engaged." My parents look shocked. They're like, "What the fuck? Like, Alex, we're so happy for you. Matt, we love you." And I'm FaceTiming them and I'm like, "Should I call my siblings?" And they're like, "Just go have a good night. Call them tomorrow." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I love you guys." Finally, we've cried. We've drank a bunch of champagne. He's like, "We're going to go to the Bel Air." And I'm just excited to go have this dinner alone. And like, honestly just talk to him about like, how did you do this? How long have you known? Like, what was the set? Like, I'm just ready to just like be alone with him and sitting in this room and like grill him. So we're on in the car. I'm in shock. And we roll up to the Four Seasons, which is where we were going to get dinner. And I'm walking, holding his hand, just like looking at him, talking. And I turn the corner and there's one more surprise. Matt had flown in, my entire family, all of my best friends from childhood, and his entire family were standing there in the room we were about to have dinner, and it was a huge fucking party, and he surprised me one more fucking time. I'm like, no more fucking surprises. My parents, when I thought they were in bed in Pennsylvania, they ran upstairs to their hotel room because they're like, I bet she's going to call us. My poor parents. Everyone's like, she's not going to call you. My parents were like, well, we want to be prepared if she calls us.
I think we can just prop these pillows up more and she'll never know.
I thought you were home. Are you here? I was about to send you the photos that Aaron sent me.
I call my parents. Thank God they were like, my dad put on a pajama top. My mom got under the covers in the Four Seasons in California. Little did I know, I thought they were in Pennsylvania. And they're like, congrats, Alex. They rip off the sheets. They put on their party outfits and everyone went downstairs and we partied. I had no idea anyone was in town. They had been in town since Wednesday. My parents went, picked up the ring with Matt. My best friends had been there. Like, everyone was in town. And it was truly the most, like, memorable, loving experience that I have ever, ever had in my life. And it was perfect. And I will remember it for the rest of my life. Matt's here.
Come, you can come in.
Hey, me! Come here! Hi!
Okay.
Hi!
I'm recording the engagement episode.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Love
How's
you.
That going?
I gave them your identity. I said it's Matt Kaplan. Get ready. Daddy Gang knows you. Can't fuck it up now. Bye. Love you. Okay, I'm really happy that I got that off my chest. I feel like I just had a therapy session because I was feeling a little bogged down from not telling you guys about that. I was feeling really weighted, and now I feel like a weight has been lifted off my chest. The Daddy Gang knows that I'm engaged. That's all that matters. What? Lauren, if you're only listening to this in video, Lauren is raising her hand. Lauren's been here the whole time of this episode. Lauren's raising her hand in the corner. Can I help you, sweetie?
I just think I have a lot to contribute here. I have a lot of thoughts.
Like about, like, are
your engagement.
I was going to say, you're reminding me of the type of person that's like, does anybody object? And Lauren's like, I object. You want to talk about my engagement?
Yeah, I was a huge part of it.
Let's go.
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, okay, we have to get you a chair. Wait, maybe we should move. You actually want to come on? Literally asked you this morning if you wanted to come on and you're like, no, like, Alex, this is about you.
I needed to like add some things into the story here.
Right, she's feeling now a little more comfortable. She's like, you go do it and maybe I'll pop in. Now you want to talk. We cannot film this like this. Let's move the room. Let's put the two chairs back in like normal.
Oh, and then I'll sit there and you'll sit there.
Well, no, that's where I sit.
Well, I have a few thoughts.
Did you write interview questions?
Yeah, let's go.
Stop. Lauren. Only Lauren.
Okay, here we go.
Move back.
This is so uneven. People probably think we have, like, people that do this for us. No, it's just us. This is really fucking heavy.
Eight men delivered that.
Okay, eight men delivered this, okay?
Stand up and get some, like, leverage.
I feel like that's,
like, let's go.
No, Lauren, you have to go, we have to shimmy. You have to go this way and then I'll go this way. You shimmy that way. Yeah, let's go.
2 hours later.
You know what I was about to say?
What?
Like sitting in the seat with like the cards, I have like butterflies in my stomach. Like imagine if there was someone actually famous in front of me.
No, I swear.
You are.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
It looks like kind of chill, but when you're actually in this room and there's all these lights,
yeah.
It's like, it's intimidating.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like, ooh, how's this going to go?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Alex Cooper, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Am I supposed to say thank you for having me?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Let's get into it. So let's go back to your childhood. How did the wounding of your inner child that resulted from years of intense bullying impact the relationships you were unconsciously drawn through throughout your life?
You're such a dick. I love it. It's like, call her daddy. What happened in your childhood? Let's go from the beginning. Who fucked you up? Why are you the way you are?
When I was writing that, I was like, how many like words can I put into one sentence? Child, wounding.
I love it. No, yeah. Thank you for having me here today. And I will not be answering that question.
Now, later you will.
You're interviewing me.
I am.
Watch me. I'm going to start interviewing you. I'm like, you can't even, don't even try, Lauren.
So I know that your engagement was stressful for you in the moment of like having no idea what was happening, but you have no idea how stressful it was for me.
Yeah, I'm like, Lauren, let's talk about what you were going through. No, but actually,
yeah, so Matt texted me, he only gave me a week notice.
Yep.
So Matt texted me a week before and he texted me and was just like, Lauren, secret convo. And I was like, what the fuck, like, does secret convo mean? Like, I can't think of anything else it would mean besides an engagement. But mind you, the last time like I had spoken to you about marriage, like, we don't talk about it often, but, like, yeah. The last time we talked about it, probably, like, 6 months prior, you were, like, still a little, like, on the fence, and then we talked about it a year prior, and you were like, no, I'm not getting married. Like, I don't believe in marriage.
So you were startled.
I was like, what's going, like, is he about to tell me he's proposing, but does Alex even want to get married? So I call him, and, like, while I'm on the phone with him, I'm literally like, wait, Matt, like, not to be, like, an asshole, but, like, have you talked to her about marriage? Like, is she gonna say yes? And he's like, no, like, don't worry, she's gonna say yes. So I was like, okay, phew, like, I could take a breath knowing that, like, you weren't gonna be, like, blindsided. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, like, do I need to, like, have some, like, one-off, like, so, like, what are your views on marriage these days? So to top it all off, like, you were in Milan for Fashion Week the week prior to getting engaged, and Matt was like, I have to do it now, like, I can never pull off a surprise with Alex. Like, she's too in the know with anything. Like, if I have any chance of pulling this off, it's gonna be like setting everything up while she's in Milan. And I was like, okay, like, that makes sense. But you come back from Milan and you're like texting me, we're like calling each other, and you're like, I've literally never been more tired in my entire life. Like, I don't even want to work this week. I literally cannot wait for the weekend just to, like, take a gummy, not leave my house, and, like, not leave my bed. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, little do you know that, like, all of your family and friends are, like, about to surprise you and you're about to be engaged. So I'm like, is she going to say yes? Is she going to be happy that all of us are in town? Like, this is, like, a shot in the dark. How is this going to go?
Okay, now hearing it from your perspective, that's very stressful.
Oh, trust me. I was, like, talking to my boyfriend, and he was like, do you think she has, like, I'm like, she has negative, like, in all history of engagements, like, this woman has negative idea that she's about to be proposed to. So we're Friday, I'm in LA. This is the day of your engagement. I'm in LA. Matt was an angel and, like, put us all at the same hotel. It's like me, Kristen, Jackie, your mom, like, we're all at the hotel. We go and have lunch together. Your mom's like, I went and picked out the ring. The ring is beautiful. She's like, is Alex going to say yes? And I'm like, I hope so. Like, we're just in the dark because, like, you were, we're going to get there. But, like, you were having conversations with Matt. And, like,
we didn't know about. Probably should have told you guys.
Yeah. So we were just like, we're here, and if she runs out screaming and it's a blowout, like, we're here for that too. Like, you never know what you're gonna get with Alex Cooper.
Fuck.
So it's like engagement time, and like no one has your location. So like we like didn't really like know when to expect you. And like I was so anxious and nervous that I didn't eat lunch because I was like, what's going to happen? Like this is like a big anticipation. There's a lot of like moving pieces and unknown factors here. Mm-hmm. And then I got so excited once you showed up that I didn't eat dinner.
Then we got hammered. Lauren, halfway through the night, you were like, Can I give a speech?
No, this is, you became like another woman in this moment. I
got so nervous.
No, you got so excited. I like pulled you, like not even pulled you aside. I casually said to you, like, you know, like, I have a few words I could say. And you're like, oh, like a speech? And I'm like, I mean, it's not written anywhere, but like, I've been thinking through some things. And then you're like, oh. And then you pull me close and you're like, are you going to embarrass me? And I was like, no, I don't think so. You become a woman on a mission. So we were like in the back corner of the lounge in the Four Seasons, kind of like had like our own area, but like we didn't like rent out the space. It wasn't a private event. So like it was a Friday night in LA at the Four Seasons Lounge. Like people were there, like having their drinks. There was a live band playing. You go to the live band and you shut down the live music.
And then my friend wants to give a speech. Everybody needs to relax.
You shut down the music. You gather. I think there's like 25, 30 people at like your engagement celebration.
Right.
You gather everyone in a large circle. And then you push me into the middle. I don't have any, like, I don't even have like a notes on my phone. Like nothing is written.
Well, to be fair, you were like pretty fucking confident.
I had a little liquid courage at that point.
So yeah, it's also just cute because I think these are moments in life where we're best friends. We've been best friends since we were so young. But like, there's not many moments in life that you get to just like do something like that for each other.
And I think it was cool too, because like I was so a part of like the evolution of you and Matt's relationship. And like, that's how like I opened the speech. And Daddy gang, I guess I'm gonna do my speech for you right now.
Yeah, it was really good.
I was like, do you want me to like give the beginning story?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I was like, so when I met Matt, I was at a really weird point in my life. I was coming out of a 7-year relationship and I was living on Alex's couch. And that's when you and Matt like had just met. We're just starting talking, like in the phases of like FaceTiming every night. So I was FaceTiming Matt every night. I was getting to know Matt with you. And I remember one night where you and Matt were FaceTiming and nothing like profound was really said. It was just like a fun, we were having some wine. He was in Canada filming a movie and like we were just like hanging out on like a Saturday night. It was COVID, so like it was like a FaceTime hang. And you hang up the FaceTime and I just start crying. And you're like, Lauren, like what happened? What's wrong? And I was like, whoa, like I want to find someone who looks at me that way and talks to me that way. And like, that was a FaceTime and I could feel that through like a FaceTime. Like, you're lucky. Hold on to that. From that moment onward, like forward, Matt set the caliber of the type of guy that like, type of man that like I knew that I needed in my life. And that was the next part of the speech, which in theory, like I really should have, because then I started listing things that you and Matt taught me about a healthy and good relationship. Mm-hmm. And you know, in theory, like those are things that probably I should have had listed because I was just coming up with them on the spot a little drunk. And I was like, Matt and Alex taught me what a healthy sex life was.
My mom was just like, oh, my dad was like, huh?
And I was like, people have that reaction. And I was like, what the fuck? You know who this person is.
I know. I'm like, mom, you listen to my fucking show.
Oh, and you know who else was in the room? I was so into my speech that like, you know, like when you're like speaking and like everyone around you is just like blurry and like you're just like speak words. So like we're in a circle. And like I said, like the Four Seasons was like, it was a full swinging Friday night, like going. Morgan Freeman was there. He joined the circle.
And he did not want to walk through while Lauren was in the middle of her speech. So he's standing in the fucking room. And so Lauren's giving her speech and Morgan Freeman just stops and is like listening to Lauren's speech and smiling and looking at Lauren. And then Lauren finally finishes her speech and he just like goes around and I'm like, do you know who was just watching your speech?
And I'm like, no, because I was just blacked out. What did I even just say just now?
Best night of my life. Like, it couldn't have been happier.
Fun weekend.
It was truly the most fun weekend of my life, and I will never forget it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Do you ever find yourself looking at your full wardrobe, but still feeling like you got nothing to wear? Well, gather around, Daddy Gang. Saks.com. You're going to find instant inspiration for that date night, for that impromptu vacation, okay? Maybe you need a new dress because one of your friends is getting married soon, okay? So if you're looking for a new style or want to build a better relationship with your closet, then head to Saks.com to shop for everything on your agenda. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Daddy Gang, what are your plans for the summer? I want to probably sign up for a couple excursions with Matt, really put myself out there, do something I don't usually do. But when you want something, you got to just go for it. And that applies when you're hiring for your business. ZipRecruiter can help you snag the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And luckily, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter, Daddy Gang, and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/daddy to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So let's go back to the beginning. You have a lot of new listeners who may not even know who Mr. Sexy Zoom Man is. Tell them how the two of you first met.
It was in the middle of the pandemic and my agent called me and he was like, we should do a Call Her Daddy TV show, like a scripted series, like we should do something about it. And I was like, I just don't think that it's like the right time. Like I want to focus on the podcast, but sure, I'll have some meetings with producers. And I remember I had like a string of 4 producers that I had to meet. One was like the producer of Gossip Girl, the original one. And I was like geeking out. But a lot of these producers were like older people. So I was very just like, I was not thinking of like anything sexual, obviously, when I'm talking to these men. And then my last meeting was with Matt. But I Googled him and I was like, wait, he's young and he's hot. And I immediately am like, fuck, I need to put makeup on and a push-up bra and a tight shirt and look fucking hot as shit. So like in these other meetings, I'm like, hi, I'm Alex. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, like, let's go. So in those 15 minutes, I make myself look hot and I get on the Zoom and I'm just staring at him. Like I'm staring at his square. Thank God you can't tell what you're staring at. But he had this like humble confidence about him that I was like, I had just been fucking with losers. Like I was dating guys that were just so insecure. And I think there was something about Matt that just made me feel very like, wow, he's such like an independent human. Like you could just tell he's like good on his own shit. Like he's confident. He's successful. Like that was the initial attraction, is like he is a very whole person. It appeared. And I assumed.
How did you progress from that Zoom to a first date? Because I'm assuming he didn't leave that Zoom being like, oh, yeah, she's the one.
No. Yeah. He was like not interested in me. And I was like, that's my husband. Not actually. But I was like, I'm into it. I also was like in a lull where like I kind of wasn't talking to like all my old side pieces. People on my roster. Small. The roster had completely disintegrated to like 3 guys that I was like kind of done with, bored with. And so I remember that night my mom was in New York City with me randomly, staying with me, and I Googled him and looked up every possible interview that I could watch of him. That's what I used to do with these athletes, is I would like look up every interview, watch them, study them, watch their body language. So while I'm creepily watching this video of him speaking at like an NYU conference, I will never forget it. He had like this hot like gray t-shirt on. He looked great. I get an email from him. And this is the next day after we had our Zoom. And I get this email from him. And it's like, so are we making this TV show or what? What I didn't realize is he told me the people at his company were like, Matt, you don't understand. I know you don't know her brand, but like, we need this show. Like, please, like,
make it happen.
Make it happen. And he's like, okay. So he emails me, are we making the show or what? And then he's like, if you're ever in LA, let's have a meeting. And I was like, I'm actually going to be in LA next week.
Were you actually going to be in LA?
Yes, that was my series.
I didn't know if you were like, okay, like I'm booking, I'm booking a flight right now. Yes, like it works out. I'll be there next week.
And like, that's so weird. I'm like on Delta, yeah, like book. I get on the plane and I go to LA. Matt and I first were going on this business meeting to Matsuhisa, which is this sushi place. And
that's where the meeting was set for?
Yes, that's where the meeting was set for. He picks me up. I get in his car. I remember being so, and this is how I knew I fucked with him. This is like so fucked up. My brain was still a little toxic. I get in the car and he's on a work call. And he's like, sorry, like I'm on a call. And I'm immediately like, fuck me. Like not being like, hi, Alex, so nice to meet you. Like eventually you'll see Matt is like treats me amazing. But in the beginning, he was also kind of like playing it coy.
Yeah.
So he's on this call, sitting there. Finally, he hangs up. And he's like kind of like not really talking to me. And I do a classic me trying to make the guy insecure. And I was like, are you nervous? And he literally looks at me and goes, not at all. Why would I be nervous? And I'm like, it usually worked on every guy. He'd be like, well, kind of. He was like, not at all. Why would I be nervous? And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, is that your real hair color? And I'm like,
oh, he hit you where it hurt.
I was like, what? And then he goes, and like, is that your real hair? Because I had extensions at the time. Now, again, I know I'm getting into real detail, but like, let me just give you guys the tea. I, at that point in my life, this is going to come back around to make sense in this story. But let me just say, I had some extensions in. Okay. There's nothing wrong with extensions. But I lied and I was like, oh yeah, this is all my real hair. Because I'm like, who cares? Because my hair was healthy. I just had a little clips. Okay, a couple clips in. I was like, listen, the point was is I...
Well, you lied.
I lied. So I lie and this is going to come back around to bite me in the ass. So I lie, but I'm like, whatever, my hair is healthy. I just had like a couple. That's what every girl says. Like, yeah, bitch, then why do you have them in? So... we get to Matsuhisa, and so we sit down, and here we go. I am like, I'm going to have sex with this man at one point in my life.
But it's still a business meeting at this point.
Completely business meeting. Now, if I brought Matt in right now, he would be like, I had really no idea what Call Her Daddy was when I met you. So we start talking, and you guys have to keep this in mind, which now I can say to you guys, because I feel like the daddy gang can probably feel the difference from like who I was when I started the show to where I am now. I'm relaxed.
I feel the difference.
You know, I'm taking pauses. I'm not trying to like scream and like come up with stories just for stories. But I was selling the Call Her Daddy show at first. So we start this meeting at sushi and Matt is like, so tell me about the brand. Like, what do you think the show would look like? And I am like, let me tell you this. I'm like being the Call Her Daddy girl. I'm like flipping my hair. I'm like, let me tell you about this. And like the sucking the dick and blah, 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 blah. And Matt's just like, okay. 15 minutes goes by and I'm like putting on a show. And he's like, I mean, your brand is like phenomenal. Like it is very impressive what you've built. But can I be real with you? And I was like, sure. Up until this point, just keep in mind, every single person business-wise in my life was like, you should do the show. And I think, again, I can just kind of be honest and say this, like something about this industry is like everyone wants to just get their paycheck and get their percentage. And he was the first person. He looked at me and said, can I be really honest with you? And I'm not just saying this because I don't think this is the right fit for my company. I don't think you should do the show right now. And I was like, what? Why? And again, this could just be a paycheck for Matt.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, because you need to focus on your podcast. Again, I had not signed my Spotify deal yet. Like nothing. He's like,
you were at Barstool at this point, right?
Still at Barstool by myself. And he was like, you need to focus on Call Her Daddy. the podcast, that this could eventually come. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep the main thing, the main thing. Keep doing what you're doing. The minute he said that, I was like, I totally agree. Should we get like another drink? Like, oh wait, okay. And like, tell me more about yourself. So like your fit. And Matt literally goes, what just happened? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, no, no, no. I will never forget it. We were talking about this the other day. He was like, what just happened? And I was like, well, I'm done. Like, I'm done pitching. Like, that was my caller daddy shtick. Now I'm just being myself. And he was like, what? And he said in that moment for himself, that was the moment where he's like, oh, this girl is like way more complex than I fucking thought. He, not to say he thought I was dumb, but he was like, this girl's just like kind of fucking bimbo that's yeah. like talking about sex. And he was like, in that moment, I realized how smart you were. And I was like immediately captivated. I was like, oh fuck, this fucking little girl from Pennsylvania is not just fucking and sucking and talking about blowjobs or whatever. Like, this is like a shtick, essentially. Like, this is legit. Like, she's building a show and a brand and she knows what she's doing. And then immediately it turned onto a date. And I was like, so if we're not going to make the show, like,
who made the first move that
Me.
Night?
Me.
What'd you do?
I remember saying something like, so if we're not going to make, this is what I said. I said, we're not going to make the show, but I want you to know you're on my show this week. And he was like, excuse me. I was like, yeah, I was podcasting about you before, saying I'm so excited for our business meeting, our date. And I'm like into you. And like, I would like, let's just hang. And he was like, kind of down, like he just smiled or whatever. And so we immediately just start flirting. We get so fucked up. We have sake, we have beer. And I remember at one point, in the dinner, Matt put his hand across the table and was just like started holding my hand. Like, we are kind of fucked up at this point, like maybe liquid courage. We just both started getting so cozy. It was one of those dates where like by the end I was like, have we been dating for a year? Like, we felt like we knew
without
each other.
A doubt. It's like, oh, I will see you again.
Absolutely. I love someone that's so forward like yeah. that. And it was so the right vibe. Like,
I'm getting butterflies.
Right. Like, we were like leaning towards each other. We were talking. I asked him all about his past and like, so then I was like, finally the dinner ends.
See, you were asking about the childhood back then.
Exactly.
It's nothing new.
It's nothing new. It's not just for the show, guys. I'm like, what happened in your childhood? Why are you the way you are? And so he takes me to the bathroom and we go through the front door and I'm peeing, texting my mom vigorously like, he's perfect. I'm obsessed with him. He's perfect. And then he texts me. He's like, I'm out back. I will never forget it. It was like the best moment of my life. I come out of the bathroom. And I turn and it's like a long hallway to the back of the parking lot. And I see Matt and he's just standing there. And I walk out to him because we're going to go get our car from valet. And he grabs me, pushes me up against the wall, grabs my face and starts making out with my face. Now, so hot, so great. However, he starts putting his hands in my hair.
No.
And I'm like, my extensions, my fucking extensions.
No.
And then I'm like, I'm so obsessed with this guy. I'm like, I don't want to start this relationship on a fucking lie.
It's too early to be called out for a lie.
Right. So immediately we're like having truly like the most hot, like a picture of it actually felt like a movie, like pushes me up against the wall, like makes out, goes up in the tracks. And I am like, fuck me.
What do you do?
I immediately do the thing. Remember, I used to say this on Caller Daddy. If you don't want them to feel your extensions, have them finger you. Like, there's no...
He fingered you in the parking lot?
No. He didn't finger me, but I basically grabbed his hand and, like, put it... I just put it down, and then I put my hand in his shit.
In his pants?
I put his... I started giving him a blowjob. And he started massaging. I basically pulled his hand down, and you know where you do that, where you hold their hand so tight, like I'm holding his wrist so it can't go farther, caressing it. Yeah. And then I pull it down, and then I go up to his neck so he couldn't get up and around. Mm-mm. Immediately,
the
I
did block.
The classic block, like, do not get up in and around my tracks. We can't start this on a lie, yeah. Okay? We get in the car, we make out before we leave valet. He then, this was the best part, and then I can stop because I could go on forever. But basically, Matt had told me he had to leave the next day for Canada because they were going to start shooting a movie. We get in the car and I'm like, damn, like, when's the next time I'm going to see you? And he was like, you're going to kill me, but I know I told you like we had to do dinner tonight. I'm actually not leaving for Canada. I'm going to be here for the whole week. And I immediately...
Wait, why wasn't he leaving for Canada?
Because the actor got COVID.
Oh.
So he was like, so now we had to push it a week. So immediately in my head, I'm like, holy fuck, like, we're going to get a week of just like, I'm going to fuck this man at the end of this week. Like, I need to have sex with him. Like, I was just getting great vibes.
And, it's like, all too good to be true. I got to see how...
Exactly. And usually, like, I don't... And it's not like a... it was just a thing I always did where I never really slept with a guy for the first like month or two. With Matt, I was like, this is so not going to be based off of, like, I just need to see our chemistry because this is almost too good to be true. We get back to the hotel. He's like, can I come up for like a nightcap drink? I'm like, absolutely not. I'm like, I can't fuck him on the first night. Yeah. So we make out in the car. I send him away. So Matt texts me when I get up to my hotel room. I still have the screenshot and it's heart eyes. And he's like, you're amazing. And I was like,
staring at it, just like lying in bed, just staring at it.
And my sister was staying with me in LA at the time. We were staying in this hotel together. And I walked into the hotel like, I'm in love, Catherine. Like, obviously, like, not actually. But it was like that high of like, I had been on so many bad first dates. And then you're in COVID having no success. And it was like, I couldn't believe how lucky I got that I found this guy that was hot and successful. And like, so I was just so attracted to him. Like, how is this real? And so he texts me and he goes heart eyes and he's like, you're amazing. And I was like, that was everything. And then we just like left it at that. Didn't hear from him the next day. And then the next day on Wednesday, he texts me in the morning and he's like, what time are you coming over? And I was like, God bless me. I'm going to fuck my man tonight. So
did you fuck him?
I went over that night. No, I didn't fuck him, but sorry, Matt. And sorry, Steve and Lisa, his parents. Love you all. I go over for like tacos and we go in his hot tub.
The green margaritas.
They get you fucked up. And we just did everything but sex. And that is probably when I knew that this would be the man that I spent the rest of my life with. How do I say this?
He was technically skilled.
Matt Kaplan. I have never had a guy eat me out. I have never had multiple orgasms. I've never even had an orgasm from a guy eating me out. Let's just say, like, excellent. I left the next day blown away. I was like,
still orgasming.
I was like, this is the craziest thing. And then he was like, why don't we go to Santa Barbara for the weekend? And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, it's COVID. You're going back to New York soon. Like, let's see what's up. And we were like, damn. Okay. Yeah. And then the rest was history.
So let's talk about marriage, because throughout this entire episode, I've been saying how I had no idea if you were even going to say yes. And that had nothing to do with Matt and everything to do with you, because for years now, you've been telling me, your family, your friends, that you weren't sure if you were ever going to get married or if that you even believed in marriage.
Yes, that is true. And I was very upfront with Matt about that since the beginning of our relationship.
When did you begin to like question marriage? Like if that was something that you believed in?
I think I maybe it's because my mother is kind of this way. Like I just always was like questioning everything in my life, which when I was younger got me in a lot of trouble. But like I just never wanted to conform to, like, if someone was telling me to do something, I would always be like, why? And most of the time people can't tell you the reason, and then you're like, well, why would I do that? Like that was a nightmare for me in like high school and stuff. I got in a lot of trouble. But like marriage to me was never something I dreamt of. I can't explain it to you because my parents are so in love and have been married for like so many years, and they had such a beautiful marriage when I was growing up. My individual sense of self and being my own person and being strong and in a healthy relationship with myself is so important to me and has always been more important to me than a partnership. And I think that when I think about a partnership, I think about someone that adds something to my life and we have this beautiful partnership and we add to each other's lives, but we don't need a piece of paper. Why don't we just choose each other every day? And I think marriage is so thrown around, like it's time. People don't know each other. People are cheating on each other. One person is so unhealthy in the relationship. One person doesn't even love the other person. Like you see it's used to like, we'll be stronger together. And it's like, anything that you don't, this is what my mom always said, anything that bothers you about a partner will only get 10 times worse if you marry them. Don't think it's going
to
fix shit.
Like, you weren't willing to say yes to marriage if you weren't like a million percent sure. You wouldn't, like, if you were in a situation, you're like, well, I love him and I could see myself spending the rest of my life. Like, that was a no. Like, that would be like,
oh, the concept of settling to me is the most common thing I think of people that I see. And it breaks my heart for people because it's like, so many people are like, we've been dating for 5 years. Like, what am I going to do? Start over? Yeah, absolutely. I have people in my mom's life that are in their 60s that are like, I'm miserable. And my mom is like, you have almost 30 more years of your life. You're going to stay with him? 30 more years. You're going to be miserable. Like, I think I just have always looked at it as for more of like a practical, realistic rather than fairy tale. And maybe that's bitten me in the ass because maybe I've come off a cold in relationships, but I like it because I feel like by not having this idealized expectation of being like, I want to get married. And of course, all the fun things, that's, but half the people want a wedding because they want a wedding. They're not even happy with the person sitting across from them at the wedding. I set an expectation for myself of I'd rather be alone. And I kind of think I got in my head with that and I was okay with it. And I thought I would have someone give me sperm and I literally was going to have kids. If I hadn't found someone, I was like, fuck it. I'll like find a good donor and I'll like have my own fucking kids and my own life. And like, I just think my happiness to me is way more important than fulfilling and checking off some box that society deems as like the picture perfect thing. Like, I worked really, really hard on my like self-esteem and my self-worth and like hating myself when I was younger. I got to this place where I was like, I finally am happy with myself and where I'm at in my life. I'm not gonna settle in any other aspect. If someone's coming in, like, they better make it better or I'm not interested.
I feel like growing up and like idealizing marriage unconsciously like pushes you because you just get excited about this like exciting thing and it pushes you to be like, well, like maybe I'm like still like this far from making the decision, but I'm excited. So I'm just going to take the jump.
Yeah, that's so interesting because how I knew it was real with Matt is I'm like, I don't even care if we don't have a wedding. I don't need a wedding. I don't even need a ring. I was like, why my view changed on marriage was I want to have children with this man. I know he's going to be an incredible father. And I think that my view changed when I knew wholeheartedly within myself that there is no settling in this dynamic. There is no losing 0.1% of myself. And there is no compromising in terms of who I am and what I believe in. Of course, there's compromise in a relationship in terms of like how you work together to form as one. But the moment that I realized, oh, I'm one, like, I know this sounds insane because you really feel like you can't be like, I am 100. If it was, there could be more than 100%. I am 100% myself with Matt. I can like say anything. I can be my worst self, my best self. I can be annoying. I can be gross. Whatever it is. And it's not just a comfort thing. It's like we love each other as two human beings and we're so good on our own and coming together, we're just better together. He makes me better. I think I make him better. And so that was the moment I knew, like, I don't have to change anything other than I'm going to be happier with this person by my side. That was the minute I knew, like, I also know he wants to get married. Matt wants to get married. And there's also something in me where I was like, I also want to make him happy. And it's not now that I'm doing something for him. I now have gotten to the place where I genuinely believe that marrying him does not go against anything. And I actually think it's beautiful to change your mind because my version of marriage was not what it is now. My idea of what a marriage would be is not what it is now because I found Matt, and everything that I saw growing up or thought of or thought I would have to do is out the window because I'm creating my own version of what my own marriage is going to be, and I fucking love it.
Holy shit, that was a great answer.
Wow. I'm like, You answered all. I don't even have another question to ask. How did you tell him like you were ready?
It was funny. I don't know why it just came to me. It wasn't a moment where I was like, oh my gosh.
Was it like a That So Raven? Like,
you're like, oh, you nasty. Like, no, I was literally like, I just remember it was kind of what I just talked about. We'd been just so good and in this rhythm, and he had said to me months prior, I love you no matter what. We don't have to get married. Like, if that is what you truly want, like, I just want to be with you for the rest of my life, and I want to create a family with you and keep creating memories, and I love you, and like, we don't need to get married. Would I love to marry you, Alex? Yes, it would make me the happiest man in the world, but I'm already the happiest man in the world. Like, don't feel pressured to do it. And then I was like, okay. Like, it's almost like when I need someone to allow me to make decisions for myself, and then I'm like, okay, so what happened was, we were so good for so long, and I will never forget, I was sitting in therapy one day and I was just smiling, and my therapist was like tell me, hello. And I was like, I think I want to get married. And she was like, huh, that's wonderful, Alex. Like, what changed? And then I talked her through this, and she was like, she literally started crying. My therapist started crying because she was like, oh my God, like, your icy heart has just, it's thawed. And it's red. And she was just so happy for me. And so I remember we went to Giorgio Baldi in Santa Monica. Highly recommend, 10 out of 10. If you want to splurge, it's like the best fucking pasta ever. And we go, and this is a random Friday night. Matt's like, fuck, we had the craziest week. Like, I want to take you on a date. Like, get dressed up. We're going to Giorgio. And so we get there, and we get a glass of wine. And I'm like, I need to tell you something. And usually when I say that, it's bad. So he's like, fuck, like, what? And I'm like, no, it's good. It's good. Like, you can breathe. And I said, I want to let you know that I will marry you.
I love that.
He's literally like, oh, you will? Like, as if I'm like, yeah, you, but I said, like, you, and then me being such a fucking, like, control freak, and I was like, so,
here's how I want you to do it.
No, I literally said, like, so, I, you know, you can obviously take it from there. And he's like, what changed? And I was like, I just know with us, like, you have been so supportive, and you have never pressured me into any decision, and you've always allowed me to stay true to who I am, and like, it means so much to me that you're not trying to make me conform to something that you want. And I know also, like, I've made compromises for things that Matt wants, so it's like we've met each other in this beautiful middle. And I just thought, like, now that we both are still so at the point where we couldn't get closer and we're like, we're there, let's do this cool fucking thing that's just a celebration of our love. And I said, so you can do it. And he was like, he got so red. He got so excited.
How quickly after that conversation did he propose?
So that was in November, he told me. That was in November. So December, January, February, March.
Oh,
so
he got moving.
So this is why it happened so fast. So after that, Matt, like, skips out of dinner. He's like, fuck yes. Like, yes, she's fucking told me I can do it. And I didn't tell, now back no to the one. Beginning of this fucking interview, I had told my mother, I'm so sorry, and to my father, like, you'll never walk me down an aisle, which I still don't know if he will. I don't know if I want to do this whole, like, aisle thing. I just can't, but I'll figure it out. But I never told anyone in my life that was close to me I never told them, hey guys, just so heads up,
I changed my mind, I want to get married.
Right. So Matt, we're very close with this couple, and she is in the jewelry diamond business. And Matt just kind of put feelers out to her and was like, hey, if you find a diamond that's right for her, perfect.
Hit me up.
Just take your time. Like, there's no rush, whatever. She calls a day later. And Meg is like, Matt, I am staring at a vintage 1920s cut that, like, they do not make anymore. So he gets it. And then he's like, I don't want to sit on this ring. Like, let's do it. And then he starts planning. So then the last story that comes is my poor, poor, poor parents get a call from Matt. And my parents answer and they're like, hello, Matt. Like, what's going on? And Matt's like, you know, I got a ring and I wanted to, I know it's a little, like, old fashioned, traditional, but I wanted to ask, like,
how down?
Are you down? Like, can I ask Alex to marry me? And my parents look at him. My poor father and my mother literally go pale white and they're like, oh, Matt, sweetie, we love you. We would love for you to ask her. But do you think she's going to say yes? And poor Matt is like, yes, Mrs. Cooper, Mr. Cooper, don't worry. Like, yes.
I got the green light.
I got the green light. And my mom's like, you sure? Little did they know, we had this conversation. And so when I walked in that day and I see the Zoom thing and I press play, I felt so happy because it just felt like, here we fucking go. Like, here we go. And what I do know is, like, I don't feel any... Well, that's not true. We've been having really, I mean, not that we don't have great sex, but we've been having like really good sex. But I don't feel any difference in terms of like, again, that's why I think I'm happy that I allowed myself to have this idea of, this is not going to change anything. This isn't going to change how he treats you. This isn't going to change your love. This isn't going to change your sex life forever. Like, this means nothing. How do you treat each other? What is your communication? Do you love each other? Do you like this person? Do you even like, you know what I mean? Like, that is when I knew, like, this is great, so fun. But like, I'm just happy that like, we're gonna be together and we're gonna make it work and hopefully, you know, start a family and like do the damn thing. And everyone keeps asking me about my fucking wedding.
I was just gonna,
dude.
But actually, I do have a few, I mean, more than a few last questions. Do I get to throw a bachelorette party? Are you going to have a wedding? Are you going to get a prenup? Are you going to take his last name?
Those are a lot of questions, Lauren. Let's save that for another episode.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month. So I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, Daddy Gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come up to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you.